Today's Shiz Masechti Yevam is Daf Tzadik Hey. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Dalam Abeis, three lines from the bottom, Tehosa B'Shechiva Dachoysa. In our previous year, we discussed the situation where there were a brother-in-law and a sister who had traveled, from Medina Siam, they had traveled overseas, and they got a report that their spouses had died, and the Mishnah said that And therefore the surviving spouses married each other. Because although, of course, the halacha is one may not marry one's wife's sister, but if his wife dies, even if, whether they're still married or not, then he can marry his sister. So based on this report that his wife passed away, he married her sister. And then they come back and they're alive. So the halacha is that the wife who got married to another man, cannot go back to her husband. Because the halacha, as we learned in our Mishnah, is a woman who got married based on an eid echad, on a single witness, improperly, the halacha is she can't go back to her husband. But what about the husband that comes back, and his wife who's here, never got married to anyone else, could he go back to her? So the halacha is that they could go back to each other. It begins today, the Gemara would ask me the question, why doesn't she become asa to her husband? Midi, I have a isha, just like as we just said, that if one wife got married based on an incorrect testimony of an eid echad, she can't go back to the husband, so too should be the halacha here as well. Says the Gemara Loidami. The situation of the wife who married when she shouldn't have and the situation of a husband who married when he shouldn't have are not comparable. Ishta, when a wife gets married improperly, even though it happened b'shogig, because it was an eid echad who said that her husband is dead, so she got remarried based on that testimony, we are strict with her. Because the halacha is the Mezer Asir Midaraisa. We know that halacha is that if a woman has a relation, an adulterous relationship, b'mezid, she's also to go back to her husband. So that's why b'shoigig, if it happened as in our case, as our parak is discussing, gozer boy rabbanon. So that's why the rabbanon are strict in such a way, in such a situation, and will say that she can't go back to her husband. But when we speak about an achoisai, achois isha, she got married to the husband of her sister improperly. That the halacha is that if that were to happen b'mezid, lo yasir midaraisa, that even if she would have married him doing the wrong thing, when the halacha is she didn't do anything wrong, because b'shoigig, so they, as the Gemara will explain, b'shogig lagos barabbanon. So therefore, in this case that we're learning in our Gemara, will all of this happen b'shogig, chazal were more lenient. Ask the Gemara, umenolon de layasira, and from where do we indeed know that a woman does not become usher to her husband if her husband had relations with her sister, even b'mezid? The Tanya, the Pasuk says, b'shochav ish oisa. We learn from this pasuk, oisa shchivasa oisrasa. A woman who had an adulterous relation becomes also to her husband. Ve'ein shchivasa choisa. But if her husband had relations with her sister, loy asrasa, ve'ein shchivasa choisa. If a sister had an improper relationship with her husband, that doesn't prohibit her from being married to her husband anymore. Now the Gemara says, Shirachal, we can make the following comment, and we need to say this, V'laydonhu, because we could have perhaps said, V'maba mokum shabal isakal. If when somebody, when an Ashes Ish had violated an isakal, which we're going to be spending time trying to understand what that means, Neseraiser, the person, the husband, who is the reason that the woman becomes Aser, because he married her, becomes Asr, Makam Shabbat Asr Chamer, They would think that certainly when somebody violated the Isra of a Chayis Isha, and the Gemara is going to explain why we would assume that the Isra of a Chayis Isha is a more severe Isra than the Isra of Eishes Ish. Ain't a din Neser Isra. We should certainly say that the wife should become Asa to the husband. Teaches us the Gemara that the halacha is that that's not the rule. And even though her husband had relations with her sister, b'mezid, which certainly should have never happened, it doesn't prevent them from being able to come back, the husband and the sister. And I saw that the Miri points out that this is the halacha both midaraisa, as the Gemara is teaching us, and even midrabanan, and that's what the Ramah says as well in Shulchan Aruch, that both midaraisa and midrabanan, this situation will not make that the husband and wife cannot be married. Comments the Gemara. Amar Bihuda, there's no machloikas between Beisham and Beisilol. Baal Chamosai, if somebody had relations with his mother-in-law, Paisel's Ishtai, the halach is that he may no longer remain with his wife. Aman Nechelku, when do we have a machloikas Beisham and Beisilol? Says Rabbi Yehuda. Baal Chosai, somebody had relations with his wife's sister. Shebeisham Amarim Paisel, that situation causes that the wife should become Osir because of the Kal V'Chomer that we just cited. Again, Beisil's opinion is based that even though there's a Kal V'Chomer that should point in that direction, but we have the Pasuk that says not. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. And he said, Leinechuk Beisham Beisilol, Baba Al Chos Ishtoi, that somebody had relations with his wife's sister, because of the pasuk that we just learned of Oisa. Aman Nechelku, where do we have a machlokes? Baal Chamoisai, where someone had relations with his mother-in-law. Shebeisham Amrim Paisel, that one has relations with one's mother-in-law, he can no longer return to his wife. Or Beisel Amrim Loi Paisel. And Rabbi Yossi explains why, if somebody had relations with one's wife's sister, he doesn't become also to the wife. Says the Maral Fisha B'Tchila, when a man before he was Mekadish any woman, he can marry any woman who is not one of his relatives. And so too, a woman prior to her getting married can marry any man as long as it's not one of her relatives. Kitcha, the moment there's a Kedushin between this man and woman, who Asroi, he makes her Asr. In men, he makes her usher and men that she could have been married to, and she makes him usher to women that he couldn't have been married him, but to women that he could have been married to. But comments the Gemara, Meruba Issa Sha Osroi, Mr. Sha Osra, what the husband accomplishes with a Kedushin and making her usher is much more, it's much stronger than what she accomplishes. We know a woman can only be married to one man. So the moment a man was Mekadosh and Isha, he makes her usher to all men in the world. A man can be married to many women. So when she got married to him, the only women he became usher to now are Bekreva Seha, her relatives. So we can make the following Kal V'Chomer. So can we make the following Kal V'Chomer? Umahu, if the husband, she'asher b'chol ha'noshim sheba'olam, that because of what he did, she can't marry anyone else, she can't have relations with any other man. So that's a very serious isser. Shagigah, if she had relations, ba'asala, if she had relations with someone else, b'shogig, ain't a neseris. She doesn't become also to her husband. So he, Shloi Asrael Bekreviseha, she who accomplished so much less with her marriage, so certainly Shloi Asrael Bekreviseha, that all she accomplished by getting married is that the husband cannot marry her relatives. Shogig Basala, so if he had relations with a woman that he wasn't supposed to have relations, her sister, Ain't a din. Certainly the halacha is shlo nesa b'mutalop, that she certainly should not be, he should not become usur to his wife. V'zeh din, says Rabbi Yossi, that this kavachaymer only works l'shagig, when one had relations with one's wife's sister b'shagig. However, says Rabbi Yossi, because that was the subject of the kavachaymer. However, asks Rabbi Yossi, l'b'mezid menayim, how do we know if one had relations with one's wife's sister b'mezid? That also doesn't affect that the husband and wife could still remain married. Tamaloymer, we go back to what we learned, the pasuk says, v'shachav oisa, shrivasa israsa, if the Ashes Ish had an adulterous relationship in Mazid, asrasai, she can no longer live with her husband. Then shrivas achaisa, but if her sister lived with her husband, asrasai, it doesn't affect her and she could go back to her husband. And the explanation is quite simple, because when is the Torah strict and says that a woman can't go back to her husband? When she did something wrong, particularly if she did something wrong, b'mezid. But here, where she didn't do anything, where here, she wasn't the one that did anything wrong, he was the one that did something wrong, she didn't do anything wrong, that's why she could go back to her husband. The Torah says that one cannot marry one's wife's relatives. But the halacha is, let's say a man did an avera with a woman, he had a relationship with a woman, not in marriage. The halacha is that midaraisa, he's not usur for marrying her sister or mother. We're going to learn that the Gemara says in Daf Tzadik Zayin Amun Aleph that there's an isad rabbanon that if a man had relations with a woman, not in a marriage, and then he wants to marry his sister, he should not be allowed to marry the sister. For example, if a man had relations with Rachel, he should not marry Leah, her sister, because we're concerned that Rachel will visit her sister Leah, and Leah's husband will be tempted into doing an issa now, because she's, and now would be a very serious issue, issa having relations with Rachel. It would be an issa of a chais isha, a chiv karis. We're learning in our share today that if a man was married to Leah, married Rachel, because as we've been learning, assuming that Leah was dead, the halacha is that the kedusha with Rachel is meaningless because his wife Leah is still alive. Rachel is an achais isha. The kedusha with achais isha, the kedushin with Rachel is a chiyuv karis. And we know that almost everybody agrees that Kedushin is not typhus with a chiv karis. So now, the halacha asked the Prisha, why doesn't the Tan of our Mishnah, as we've been learning, the Tan of our Mishnah says that if this husband wants to take back his wife, that means after the husband had relations with Rachel, based on the erroneous report that he got, he can't take, he could go back, he could reunite with Leah. But if Chazal said that we don't want a husband and wife to be married, asked the Prisha, where it could cause a situation that the woman whom he once had relations will come into their home, so why, in this case, don't we make the same type of a gzeira? Answers the Prisha, that when we're going to learn enough Tzadik Zayinim Mitzvashem, that you're not supposed to have such a marriage, that's only l'chatchila. Chatchila, don't marry a woman with whose sister you already had relations. Here we're not talking about that case. He was already once married to Leah. The relation with Rachel came afterwards. That's not, says the Prisha, what the Gemara that Tzadik Zayin speaks about. The Taz answers that the Mishnah, the Gemara that we're going to learn in Tzadik Zayin, does not speak about a case where the man had relations with Rachel b'shagig. He had relations with that woman knowing what he was doing. And because he had relations with Rachel knowing what he was doing, And there's always the concern that if Rachel comes to that home, who knows what could happen. Here, when this man married Achais Isha, as we've been discussing, he only did it b'shagig. He didn't mean to do something wrong. And because he didn't mean to do something wrong, the halacha is that he could go back to his wife, even though he had already relations with her sister. Says the Gemara, Amar of Ami Amar Vishlakish, my time in Rabbi Yehuda, why is Rabbi Yehuda hold that if somebody had relations with his mother-in-law, he's not allowed to live with his wife anymore? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vish Ashikachas Ishavas Ima Zimahi Beish Yisrafu Oysav Essen. The Mishnah is teaching, the Pasuk is teaching us that if somebody married a wife and then he had married the mother, the Chayiv Sreifa. So the question is, V'chi Kolabayis Kula V'Sreifa, if he had relations with his mother-in-law. So he and his mother-in-law obviously did something very wrong. But why should the wife suffer? Vim Ein Inyan L'Sreifa, says the Gemara, so the Pasuk can't be telling us that this wife is Chayiv Sreifa. Why should she be Chayiv Sreifa? She didn't do anything wrong. Tanei Inyan L'Sura, that once he had relations with her mother, the halacha is that she becomes Asur. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Ein Halach Rabbi Yehuda. So he says the Halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, even if somebody had relations with his mother-in-law, it does not affect that he can't be with his wife anymore. And says the Gemara, Huda Ovid Isur Bechamasai, there was once an episode where somebody had relations with his mother-in-law. Ask Rabbi Yehuda Nagdei. Rabbi Yehuda gave him Makas Mardus for doing this. Amalei, Ilav, so it says the Gemara, if not that Rabbi Yehuda, not that we learned from Shmuel explicitly that Halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda, Asris Halach Issa Olam. I would have said that you can't go back to your wife. But because he said that that's not the case, that's why I'm allowing you to go back to his wife. So the Chasam Sofer asks, what was the purpose of the Gemara bringing us the story? Once the Gemara said, Ein Halach Rabbi Yehuda, it's enough. So answers the Chasam Sofer. If we wouldn't have had this story, we would say that yes, even if somebody had relations with his mother-in-law, he doesn't become usur to his wife. But when is that halacha? Only after his mother-in-law is no longer alive. Because there, there's no concern that the mother is going to come visit her daughter, and he had relations with his mother-in-law, as we just spoke. But in a case where the mother-in-law is still alive, maybe because of the concerns that we just mentioned, we don't want him to come in contact with his mother-in-law, with whom he once had relations. We should not allow him to go back to his wife. Teaches us the Gemara that even if his mother-in-law is still alive, the halacha is he could go back to his wife. We learned before that we could have learned through a Kal V'Chomer that if somebody had relations with Achos Ishtoi, he becomes Asur his wife, because we said if Be'eshes Ish, which is an Issachal, the Torah was lenient. In certain cases, the Torah was machmer, that you can't go back to your wife. So certainly by Achos Isha, which is more serious, the logic tells us to be machmer. Ask the Gemara, what makes that Isser, that the Gemara called the Isser of Achos Ish, an Issachal? Amar of Chizda, Machsa Grishasa Mishanissus. What we're speaking about is a case of somebody divorced his wife. What Halach is if somebody divorces his wife and she marries someone else, he can never take her back. And that is a weak Isser, because it's only an Isselav to be Machsa Grishasa. The Halach is that if after she gets divorced, she goes back to her first husband, so the second husband, Bolai Hai, Osloi Dahai. If the second she gets married, she becomes also to the first husband. Ubali Idach, and when the first husband divorces her, she gets married to the second husband. By getting married to the second husband, she becomes also now to the first husband. If the second husband divorces her And the first husband takes her back, which he shouldn't be taking her back, but he does take her back. What does he accomplish? That the second husband can no longer remarry her. Osrolei dehai. Now the second husband cannot take her back. And now, so we see that the second husband becomes usur because of the first husband with an isakal. It's a lav. Says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from the case of machzor grushasai to our Gemara. Because malam machzor grushasai mishanissis shekein nitma aguf. The Torah, when it speaks about the avera machzor grushasai, describes it achrei shutama, that this woman, by getting remarried to a man that she wasn't supposed to, the Torah calls her Tomei. Furthermore, Isura Beroiv. The halacha is that every man that marries her after her husband divorces her makes her asa to her first husband. And moreover, Isura Asura Olam. Once she's divorced and remarried, she can never go back to her husband. When we speak about the Isra of Achais Ishtai, it doesn't affect the wife that didn't do anything to the body of the wife. Moreover, it doesn't happen by most people having this situation. It's only the husband, the achos ishtoi, the man who's the man who is married to this woman, to create this sister. Not all men in the world. And furthermore, the halacha of Achais Isha, as we often state, is only as long as the sister is alive. Once the sister is not alive, that Issa doesn't exist. So the Gemara is saying, what are you saying that Machzor Grushasai is a weaker Issa than Achais Isha? Says the Gemara, that's not true. The Gemara just identified in three different ways how the Issa of Machzor Grushasai should be considered more severe than the Isser of Achais Ishtai. Ella Omer Shlokish, the logic was built on a Yavama who had relations that she wasn't have. Says the Gemara, Yavama Laman, exactly who did this Yavama have relations which she wasn't supposed to have? That we should learn from there that a wife should become also to a husband if he had relations with her sister. Ilay Malachar, that one of the brother, a man who's not one of the brothers, had relations with her, and the Torah says about such a thing, about such a situation, Lesil ish eishes amesa chutz lezar, Rav Amnuna, and Rav Amnuna taught us to Amar Rav Amnuna shemeres yavam shezinsa asur liyavma. Once she had relations with another man, she's no longer a candidate for yibum, just like an eishes ish who lived with another man can't go back to her husband. So we can learn from a Kavachoymer that if a Yavam makes the Yavama also to get married, the halacha is that when she has a relation with another man, he becomes also to her, where the brothers become also to her with Issachal and Issalav. So certainly, if somebody had relations with a Chois Ishtoi, the halacha is he should not be allowed to go back to his wife. Says the Gemara, Mali Yavama, but again, Shekei Nitma Guf. The Yavama who had relations with a man that she wasn't supposed to, that instead of having Yibam with a brother-in-law, she had relations with another man, that affected her herself. She herself had a relation that she shouldn't have had. And also, Isura Beroiv. She's not allowed to have a relation. The only person she's allowed to have relations with is one of her husband's brothers. Every other man in the world is also to her. Whereas by Chais Ishtoi, the case where this woman's sister and her husband had relations, she didn't do anything wrong. There was nothing that happened to her, A. And B, the only people that could create this problem is a Chais Ishtoi, not the whole world. Ella, says the Gemara, Yivama La'achim. Says the Gemara, the question is that one of the brothers, one of the Yavams, did Maimer. If one of the brother-in-laws does Maimer, the halacha midrabbanim we learned earlier in our Masechta, Asrola dahai. The other brothers of the husband who died without children are no longer candidates for Yibam. Bala idach, but what happens if one of those brothers did have relations with her? Asrola dahai, because midaraisa, we don't recognize the Maimer. And therefore, he can't go back. She can't now have relations with the person who did maimer with her. So if the Yavam made the other brother's usur to her with this maimer, but when she had an inappropriate relationship, it affected him, certainly Achais Ishtai should have the same halacha. Says the Gemara, my area. Why did the Gemara say that that's called Maba Mokin Shabal Esakal? Shabal Esheni. Says the Gemara, it doesn't have to have Bia. The halacha that we're saying that if the second brother then did something with this Yavama, she will not be able to go back to the Yavam who did Maimer, doesn't have to have Bia. The halacha would be that Maimer, even if another brother did Maimer with her, the halacha would be she could no longer have Yibam with the first brother. Says the Gemara, the reason the Gemara didn't say that, it goes back to a subject of the Machlokes of Gamliel and Chachamim that we had early in the Masechta, on Daf Nun. And according to Gamliel, Ein Maimer Acher Maimer. The second brother's Maimer is meaningless because there's only one Maimer per family. Ella, says the Gemara, Afilo Nasun LaGet. Even if the second brother gave her a get, Afilo Chalitzla, and even if he did Chalitza, she cannot go back to the first brother who did the Maimer. What the Gemara means to say is, so we see that this situation is not connected to a Bia. Because even if there was no Bia, there was just a get or a Chalitza after the first brother did Yibum, it would prevent her from being going back to her. Our Gemara's focus is when there was a Bia. And therefore, we can't connect these two cases. So we're still looking how to understand the logic that the Gemara mentioned. Ella Omer of Yochanan, Soita. The Issachar was speaking about a Soita. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Soita Laman, Ilem Labal, if it's talking about that she had relations, Bala Abal, the halacha is that once she becomes a Soita, once she had Kini Vestira, she's not allowed to have relations with Baal Abal. The halacha is Bala Abal, if the husband would have relations, Asr Salah the Abal. The feel that the halacha is, even if the husband will die or divorce her, that she can never have relations with the Abal. So if this is the halacha, certainly when you haven't, where you have an achayis isha, well, this is not a chiyuv karis, certainly by achayis isha, the halacha should be that the wife should not be go back to the husband. My area bala, says the Gemara, that's not true. He doesn't have to have relations with her, that she should not be allowed to be marrying the boil. I feel a nosin lo get, even if the husband gave her a get. I feel ain omar ain in mashko, or the husband says, I refuse to give her to drink. The halacha will be that she's osel abal, and also a boil, so therefore there's no raya from a bia. Ella soita la boil. The halacha is that once a soita has relations with the boil, the halacha is that she can no longer go back to her husband. Certainly, because she violated this isser. Certainly, if a wife in the case of a chaisisha. Says the Gemara, "Hi Issachalhu. How do you say that a woman having relations with the boil is an Issachal? Issachamru. This is a very serious isser. The isser of a woman having relations with another man is the isser of Eishes Ish. Ella Amarava Eishes Ish. The halacha of Eishes Ish is considered an Issachal. The Kenki also Amar Rabbi Yochanan Eishes Ish is considered an Eishes Ish that had relations with another man is considered an Issachal." Ask the Gemara the obvious question. Well, my correlate is a cow. How can we call a married woman having a relationship an Issachal? Says the Gemara, She'ena Oisra Oisra Kalyamav. Where the halacha of a husband doesn't make a wife usher forever. It's only because he could give her a get and she's no longer an Ishish. Whereas the Isser of Achois Isha, as we keep on repeating, remains even after they get divorced. As long as the first wife is alive, this achayis isha remains. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachin, indeed, that's what we learned in the Braisa. Abachanan Amma Mishim Rabbi Lazar, Eishes Ish. The Eishes Ish should, who had relations, the halach is should be the reason that we should say that the wife of a man who had relations with an achayis isha should become asur. because it should be based on the following limud. Umma b'makom haba al isakal. If somebody had relations on an ishish, which is considered a weaker iser, shein oisra kol yamav, the man, the husband who makes her into nesis ish, is not going to always be usher. They're only usher as long as she's married. Neser oisa, that this husband makes her usher if she had relations with another man. Habal isachama. So certainly a chayis ishtai, which is a more serious iser, because sha'oisroi oisroi kayamav, as long as the sister is alive, she can't live with this man. Ain't a din that the halacha should be shenesar oisroi, that the woman who caused this situation, because the wife who made this sister who lived with her husband into an chayis isha, should become usher to her husband. Tamaloymer oisa, that's why we had the pasuk that we learned on Amud Aleph. The shachav ish oisai, oisa shchivasa israsa, only an ashes ish who had an appropriate relation becomes usher to her husband. Vein shchivas achoisa, the fact that her husband lived with her chayis isha, but she herself, with her sister, but she herself did not do anything wrong, doesn't israsa, doesn't make her usher. We learned in the Mishnah. At the end of the Mishnah, we learned a statement that Rabbi Yossi made, a very ambiguous statement, and we learned that the Gemara is going to delve into that statement. That's what the Gemara does now. The Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Dal Ramah Beis concluded, Rabbi Yossi ein mekosha paisal idei echeirim, paisal idei atzmai, the kosh ein paisal idei echeirim, and a paisal idei atzmai. Says, ask the Gemara, my come Rabbi Yossi, exactly what did Rabbi Yossi mean to say with this statement? Ilay the Koma Tanakama, maybe what it was meant to say, the Tanakama says, Dozo Ishto Vigisla B'nina Sayam, in a situation where one's wife and brother-in-law traveled overseas, and they came back, and there was a report given that this man's wife died, that the halacha is, and now the sister and the man got married, and now they show up, the loch is Ashes Gisei Asira. The Ashes Ish, who got married to a brother-in-law, is also to go back to her husband, as we've been learning from the beginning of the Perek. Vishtoi, but the Chais Isha, as we've just been discussing the whole shir, is allowed to go back to her husband. That's what the Tanakhama's opinion was. The Kamal Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says the Tanakhama, the halacha is that just like the Ashes Ish is not allowed to go back to her husband, and the reason is because we're concerned that people are going to say that she married the second husband properly, and now if there won't be a get between her and her second husband, people are going to say that a woman can leave her husband without a get. So Chazal said she needs to get a get from the second husband. But once she gets a get from the second husband, she can't go back to her husband, because people are going to say that if they're going to see her go back to her husband, they're going to say that a woman's allowed to go back to her husband even though she was divorced from a second husband. Therefore, in our Mishnah, if they're going to say that if the wife who married her brother-in-law overseas cannot go back to her husband, the halacha should be that he should not be able to go back to his wife, because it's an achos grushasai. And therefore, what must we say? The kihechi ishto yisharia, that he's allowed to go back to his wife, and that's why eishas kisir nam misharia, that there's not going to be a need for a get here. And Rabbi Yossi is saying, since there won't be a need for a get, the concerns that we just expressed don't exist, and everybody can go back to their spouses. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, if that's what Rabbi Yossi meant to say, the wording doesn't make sense. The wording of the Mishnah should have been that everybody is not posel. Ella, says the Gemara, what Rabbi Yossi meant to say was just the opposite. I want to say, the wife who lived with another man can't go back to her husband. And says Rabbi Yossi, like we've been discussing throughout our shir, that the halacha is ishtei nami, the wife who didn't do anything wrong, but wasn't a chais ishtei, lived with, her sister lived with her husband, also may not go back, a seer may not go back to her husband. Says the Gemara, if that's what Rabbi Yossi meant to say, so ask the Gemara, the Mishnah should have said, Kol shepaisel idei acherim, paisel idei atzmai. That just like the Eishes Ish can't go back to her husband, the Chos Ish can't go back to the husband. Kol she'ena paisel, so what we're saying is that everybody is disqualified. But Rabbi Yossi's wordings were, Kol she'ena paisel, my avidite. Says the Gemara, Amar of Ami, what he meant to say was, that he's going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek. The beginning of the Perek, Reisha goes back to the beginning of the Perek, where we learned Isha Nisus Al Pi Bezdin, if a woman got married based on the testimony of an Eid Echad, and as we keep on learning, that's called Nisus Al Pi Bezdin, because she needed a psak from Bezdin to get remarried. The halacha is based on that, if that happened, if she got remarried, and then her husband shows up, Tetzei, she has to leave the second husband because she's still an Eishes Ish. Or Peturah min a carbon. She doesn't have to bring a carbon because what she did was based on what Beis Din told her to do. Al pi Eidim. But let's say she got married because two Eidim told her that her husband is dead. So she didn't need a special psak from Beis Din. And now her husband shows up. So the halacha still is Tetzei. She has to leave her second husband. She's an Eishes Ish. V'chayevus b'karbon, she's chayev karbon chatas. Says the Gemara, Yofa koich shel Beis Din, shel poichim in a carbon. When she got married, based on the psak of Beis Din, she doesn't have to bring a carbon. But when she got married based on the testimony of two Eidim, she does have to bring a carbon. And in that Mishnah, Reb Shimon said that if she got married based on the testimony of Eidim, even though she was an Eishes Ish who lived with another man, she could go back to her husband. Kama Tanakama. To that, the Tanakama says, Loishno, says the Tanakama in our Mishnah, that the halacha, that the woman who came from Dinas Hayam could go back to her husband, is Loishno Api Eidim. It doesn't make a difference if he married the sister based on two Eidim. The halacha is that the sister-in-law could go back. And all situations that the wife could go back, and because we don't have to be concerned that people are going to say, well, they got divorced, and now you're marrying a chos grushosai. The Kamalei Rabbi Yossi, to which Rabbi Yossi says, Api Beis Din, when she got married, on a Eid Echad, the Paisai Dei Acherim, that it accomplished that she can no longer live with her husband, as we've been learning from the beginning of the Perek. Paisai Dei Atzmai, his wife can no longer go back to him, even though she didn't do anything wrong. It was he who lived with a Chos Ishtai. But, Api Eidim, but when he got married based on Eidim, then a Paisai Dei Acherim, the Rav Shimon says that she could go back to her husband. Similarly, in a Paisai Dei Atzmai, he could go back to his wife as well. They travel together. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafchama gives a different explanation in the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Loilam HaSeifa. It's going, talking about the Seifa. We're only talking about a case where they got married based on an Echad that said that the husband and wife who went overseas died. There's a difference if it was only erisin between the husband and wife, between the husband and wife, that then the wife and brother-in-law traveled overseas. In that case, that the halacha is that we have to be machmer. When they were married, the halacha is that they could go back. The comment on the comma. The Tanakhama says, Loishna Ishta Vigisai, Loishna Irusa Vigisai. And all he does, Tanakhama doesn't make a distinction. That says in all cases, Eishes Gisai Asira, the Eishes Ish who had relations with another man cannot go back to her husband. The Ishtai and the Chos Ishai, says the Tanakhama, as we learned extensively in today's shir, Shari could go back to the husband. The Kamala Rabbi Yossi, to which Rabbi Yossi says, the reason a woman can't go back to her husband is because people are going to think they got divorced. Ishtoi v'gisoi, so when it was a case of Ishtoi l'gisoi, then nobody's going to think that the first marriage wasn't the real marriage. For as we've said previously, people don't make a tanai in a marriage. So if they know, if we know they were married, they were obviously fully married. The lekel may tanai havelin asun. Then a paisley day acher, and therefore nobody's going to say that she was allowed to marry him and then had to divorce him. And a paisley day atzmai, he could go back. A resource of a gisay, diklam may tanai havelin kedushin. Since there was only erisin, as we've learned previously, people are going to say that there was never really a kedushin. And since there was really a Niver Kedushin, she was allowed to marry her brother-in-law. And now if she's going back to her husband, she certainly has to have a get, because the first Erisin wasn't an Erisin, and therefore she was allowed to marry the brother-in-law. That's why, Paisa Leidei Echerim ain't a Paisa Leidei Atzmai. Amar Yudam Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yossi. The Halacha is Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Maskel Rabbi Yossi, Yom Yom Shmuel Haki, did indeed Shmuel Paskin, that people are going to say, as we just said, that by Kedushin, they're going to say there was a Tanai in the Kedushin, they were really never married? V'etma, Rav Omer, Harei Keishasish, Yavama. We have a Machlokes by Yavama. Rav Omer Harei Keishasish, V'Shmuel Omer Eni Keishasish. V'Amar Rav Huna, in explaining the Machlokes, Kigoyin Shekidish Ochav Isha. We have a situation where a brother did Kedushin, he didn't do Nesun, he only did Kedushin Erisin. And then he went to Medina Siyam, the Shama, that the brother who's left here gets a report from Medina Siyam that his brother died. So he went and he did Yibum, because as we've learned in Amasechta, a couple that even only had Erisin, the wife, if he dies, if the husband dies without children, his wife has to have Yibum. The Rav Amar, the Rav says Harei Kishishis, that, and then the husband comes back. So it's considered like an ishis ish, that she's considered like an ishis ish of the Miyabim, Vasil Yavim, and she can't go back to her original husband. Because people are going to say that the first marriage, the Kedushin, wasn't the real Kedushin, and therefore she was allowed to marry the second brother. And now, if she goes back to the first brother, people are going to say that you could go back to the first brother after the divorce. V'shmol ama eni kishasish, people aren't going to make such a condition. V'sharilei. But, and that's why the Gemara says that Shmuel can't be passing Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's understanding, of Rabbi Yossi, there is a concern that people will say there's a Tanai in Kedushin. Ask the Gemara, he was saying it because he accepted Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's explanation of Rabbi Yossi, which is based on saying that people make a Tanai in Kedushin, which Shmuel just showed us people don't. Dilma, Rav Ami Kamer, maybe accepted Rav Ami's interpretation, and it has to do with people giving it or not. V'inami ad Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, even if we'll say that Shmuel accepted Rav Yitzchak Nafcha's interpretation of Rabbi Yossi, the Mamai, the Poisel, why when Shmuel said that Loch Rav Yossi, who says that he's speaking about all cases? Maybe he's only speaking about the Dilman Oina Pesel, and he's saying that even though the wife can't go back to the husband, the Achos Ishtoi could go back to her husband. Inami, or we could say, Mamai de Isil de Rav Huna, who says that Shmuel agrees with Rav Huna that the Loch is, that if somebody had Yibum, and then a husband, if somebody's husband went overseas, and based on Eid Echad, the Loch is that she, then Machlok Rav Shmuel, is can't she go back to her husband? Or can she not go back to her husband? Shmuel says she can, Shmuel Rav says not. Then Melissa, maybe that is not the interpretation. Rav Huna Klal, And the halacha is like Rav Huna kamefki. Not Rav Huna, as we mentioned earlier in our shir. Rav Huna's opinion is Shemer Shabim Shazinsa Surli Yavma. The Rav Amar, why is she a Surli Yavma? Because she ka'eshes ish or misl biznos. And therefore, if she had relations with anybody, she can never go back to her husband. An Eishes Ish can never go back to her husband. But she is not considered like an Eishes Ish. She can go back to her husband. Vinami, or we could say that the Machloikis of Rav and Shmuel is a different subject. The Machloikis is if Taisim B'Yavama, if Kedushin or Taisim B'Yavama Kamefki, the Rav Amareikis Eishes Ish, the Loi Tafsi, Bar Kedushin, that a Yavama is considered like an Eishes Ish, and Kedushin with somebody that she's not supposed to have, like a yavam, is meaningless. V'shmulama ain't a case. Says v'tafsibah kedushin. V'hoi says the Gemara. How can we say that that's the machloikus? V'ifikli b'achad zimna. We already had that machloikus. Why would we say that they're arguing again about the same thing? Says the Gemara. It's not that they argue twice. Had mechlal chaver to itma. And therefore, says the Gemara, when Shmuel said that the aloch is like Rabbi Yossi, there's no problem in figuring out how Shmuel's opinion and Rabbi Yossi's opinion can be consistent with each other.